America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our poor brains, they are taxed to the max. Our hearts feeling all of those palpitations. But I'll ask it again. For a Thursday night to kick off the weekend, and there's so much more to come, of course, because it's October. But along with the joy, when I tell you happy almost Friday, you could not have asked for two better endings, two better dramatic twists to a pair of games to get us started on this Thursday night.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Daryl Hodge. 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15,
take it,
10, 5,
bang.
Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadaryl. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadaryl Hodge and the Falcons.
And I guess, yes, we are, in fact, dead serious about our sports. That's what I come back to over and over again. It's the reason why this job never gets old, because there's always something different. It's different. There's variety, right? And variety is the spice of life. There is something new that we've either never seen or haven't seen in forever. Almost every week we get treated to a show. And I tell you all the time that the NFL is the best reality show on TV, and that is true. There's a reason why even these games that are streamed are setting records for the number of fans tuned in, because you miss the NFL, you miss a game in the NFL, and you're likely to miss something like this. A shootout in the NFC South that has a bunch of back and forth, kind of stops and starts, twists and turns, and ends up in overtime with maybe the most unlikely receiver on the end of a Kirk Cousins pass. By the way, Kirk Cousins is not your punching bag anymore. This man has turned into one of the most consistent and reliable quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, I don't know if this makes Atlanta sports fans feel a lot better considering what happened with the Braves, but I dare say, hear me out, once the emotion dies down from the Braves' early exit and fans consider that the Braves were not expected to do a whole lot with the lineup that they had left, the pitching staff they had left, the roster as it was for the Braves, held together by duct tape and mortar, brick and mortar. They did everything they possibly could, and they made it to the playoffs against one of the hottest teams in sports right now. So maybe, just maybe, the fact that Kirk Cousins could be the missing piece for this Falcons team, along with Raheem Morris, a new spirit, a new winning culture that they're building. I hope this helps sports fans feel a little bit better in the great city of Atlanta. It is kind of crazy, too, how these things are cyclical. Every fan base takes its turn at the bottom of the barrel. Every fan base takes its turn being the gum on the bottom of the collective shoe of society. Think about it. The New England Patriots were on top of the world for nearly 20 years. But eventually, what goes up must come down. It's just physics. I did love physics when I was in school because I'm a total nerd. I actually liked chemistry better and the periodic table. But yes, physics class, believe it or not, is where my best friend and I decided that I needed to talk about sports for a living. We used to get in trouble because we talked too much. And we sat there our junior years in high school and decided that I needed to talk about sports for a living. And that was when I realized that radio was my future in physics class. But I was also paying attention. So the Atlanta Falcons set a season high in points with 36. They survive a division opponent and are now tied with those Buccaneers atop the NFC South. Cousins is reprising his former Commanders, well, it's Commanders now, his former Redskins self and his Redskins act. I heard it. It's online. You like that? Right in the middle of his crazy locker room. Baker's sad. There's more yards and points to go around. In fact, I think between these two teams, we'll wait to see how week five plays out. There might be 4-5 games that don't match the number of yards and points that these two did. And this is a Thursday night, so clearly the offenses were not suffering.
You like that?
I'm telling you, I heard it. It's really funny how the various locker rooms where Kirk Cousins has landed find such joy in him attempting to act cool. He's about as cool as I am, though he's got a much cooler job and makes a lot more money. But yeah, he endears himself because he's not afraid to make a fool of himself. He's not afraid to be who he is. He's not afraid to wear crazy, gaudy costume jewelry and chains. He's not afraid to go shirtless. He's not afraid to yell and jump around with his guys. I saw this, I guess it was a report on NFL Network before the game coming from Atlanta. And I think it was, it might have been during prime. I take it back. It might have been during prime. It was one of those. And Matthew Judon says that he sits in meetings with Kirk Cousins, who's not one of those quarterbacks who just minds his own business and doesn't pay attention to anybody, anything else or any other meetings going on. He's very involved. And Judon, who's new to the Falcons as well, and also a veteran, was telling him, I guess at times, Cousins will remind people about something that happened in the NFL a decade ago or 12 years ago. And Judon will remind him, most of these guys don't know what you're talking about. So he is the elder statesman, but he fits in perfectly because of how well he can adapt And because of his belief in himself, his fluidity, right? He's smart. He pays attention. He knows how to deliver the football. He doesn't get flummoxed. And yeah, he gives it everything he's got. And these are qualities that people, teammates, embrace. And it worked out in a magical way on Thursday night. But it wasn't a playoff game. We got a long way to go before we get to the NFL postseason. So we should start with Major League Baseball because October is here. Oh, and Friday's almost here too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I couldn't help it. I just put it up on my social at A-Law Radio. What more could you ask for to kickstart the weekend, sports fans? Happy almost Friday! First Friday of October. I bet there are many farm festivals, fall festivals, pumpkin patches, apple picking, cider drinking, donut consuming. Yeah, all of those things are taking place this weekend in towns and on farms around the country. Though I do want to say, too, as much as we get all geeked up about sports, and even in Atlanta, in Georgia, there are still so many people who are waiting for help, who are stranded, who are suffering, who are hurting, who need water, who need food, who need medical help, supplies. They need access to roads. They need to be able to move around. And my heart breaks for the people in North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, other parts of the Southeast where Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc. But I have to tell you that as much as my heart breaks for those people, and I'm praying for them, of course, my husband and I are praying that help will come soon, and that they can hang on until it does. If you spend a little time on the web, and I would say probably on social media is where you'll be able to find videos and tales, stories of amazing humans all over the country who are stepping up to help at their own cost and their own risk. And I did share this video from Greg Biffle, NASCAR driver. He's got his own helicopter. He was riding alongside a pilot, or they were on the move in North Carolina. They were able to see a man from a mile away flashing a mirror into the sunshine to get their attention. He was stranded in the mountains at the bottom of a steep canyon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Finally, after multiple attempts, they were able to land the chopper and give him a chainsaw, medical supplies, chicken food. I mean, chickens are meat. Chickens are food. Formula, gas, other necessities. And this is just Greg Biffle. There are sports teams. I've seen Appalachian State, the football team, partner with Samaritan's Purse, who is taking plane loads and truck loads and helicopters into areas that are inaccessible otherwise. There are so many American citizens that have nothing to do with government, nothing to do with the military, who are using their time, their energy, their money, their own equipment, their own resources to step up and save other Americans. And it makes my heart sore. I can't get there myself. And so we've donated to a particular organization that we know will use the money the right way. And I encourage you to do that too, because there's so many people that need help right now. I do always understand that sports provides a bit of a distraction and escape, but also for some reason, sports have the power to bring us together, help us heal in a way that very little else can. I don't always understand it. It's bigger even than what I can comprehend working in this business for as long as I have. But I've seen it happen over and over again. Hurricane Katrina. We all know what happened in New Orleans. And while right now the focus is on rescue and aid and help, so on finding the people that are still unaccounted for, if you can believe it, there's still people who are unaccounted for. It, not just people, but pets. Have you seen the videos of animals being rescued? It's incredible. So I'm trying to focus on all the good that's being done, pray for those who still need it, and then recognize that there's any little bit of joy or escape that our show in sports can provide, I want to be able to do that. But it doesn't mean, of course, that I'm either unaware or don't care about what else is going on. Sports are not important. In most ways, they're not important. They're entertainment. But I know they also provide a lifeline. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, you can find me at A-Law Radio, Facebook page as well. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We will have the After Hours Game of the Week poll up before long. Man, too bad the Buccaneers and Falcons can't be included in that. We're hoping, I think we will be able to connect with our friend TJ Reeves, who does sidelines for the Buccaneers Radio Network. Now, this game was still hanging in the balance until the very final seconds. And we had previously booked TJ, but he's always very fair. He's always very honest about what he's seen. And he was on the sidelines for this game in Atlanta. And so we'll check with him, or we're hoping to get him on the show, but checking in with him as he's on the team plane traveling back to Tampa. So TJ will join us at some point. But after the break, we want to get into this baseball game between the Brewers and the Mets. We did get one game three in the wild card round, and it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait. Happy Almost Friday, guys. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mitchell coming to the plate. Came on as a pinch runner for Gary Sanchez in the sixth. Was caught stealing. He's the DH. He hits against Phil Maton for the first time ever. Adames, the runner at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here. Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We take you back to game two between the Mets and the Brewers, and these two teams have both come up with big hits. The Mets did it in the opener. The Brewers waited until the last possible second, but able to rally in the bottom of the eighth on Wednesday night to force a game three. The calls there on the Brewers radio network. Well, you may remember that the Mets had not scored since the second inning of game number two. And a lot of pressure on Pete Alonso. I don't know, producer Pete, other Pete, different Pete, if we could come up with Pete Alonso's comments after game number two, in which he was asked about not being able to generate a big hit. Now, he was 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position in the game on Wednesday. Essentially, his team struggled with runners in scoring position. If I remember correctly, they left 9 on base in game number two. But so much of the focus is on Pete Alonso. Why? Well, because Pete is Mr. Met right now. Because Pete is the one who's supposed to command top dollar as a free agent. Because Pete and his future are hanging in the balance. Because Pete is the polar bear because he's larger than life, because his bat is loud, and he's got a ton of career home runs and clutch hits. But you know, he hadn't had a home run since September 19th. And as the Mets lost the lead in game two against the Brewers, their late rally, remember they had the two Jackson Chourio home runs that both tied the Mets, and then Greg Mitchell had that huge home run you hear in the eighth. Well, the question's for Pete Alonso. Hey, you're supposed to be the all-star. You're supposed to be the big bat. Why aren't you coming through?
Feel good. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm taking pretty decent at bats. I feel really consistent. Just need to keep swinging and good things will happen. Keep swinging at good pitches and good things will happen.
Oh, well, isn't that prophetic? But that's pretty much what hitters do. Sometimes you go through a bit of a drought. You just hope it isn't in the most critical times when your team desperately needs you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, online at A-Law Radio, also on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. Just as a quick side note, Caitlin Clark officially named the Rookie of the Year in the WNBA on Thursday, and the video. She was at practice. This goes back to the playoffs, so she's known for a little bit. She was at practice, and the team was all around, and the commissioner of the league called and was able to surprise her that way. And so I did share that, but I want you to know that there are some other really cool videos in the wake of her being named Rookie of the Year, but also the Tigers clinching a spot in the American League Division Series. So we try to use that a show account at Amy After Hours for polls and for videos and for quirky stuff that we find online so that it's an entertaining account for you to follow and different than what you'll get from me. So make sure you follow that one as well. So yes, game three on Thursday, the only game three that we get in this wild card round. And it was a tight, tense pitcher's duel. Into the sixth inning, still no scores, no runs across the plate. Jose Quintana, he was terrific, but so was the Brewers starter, Tobias Myers. It felt like we were staring at two dams and maybe, just maybe, a couple of small cracks here or there. Guys would get on base, right? A walk here or there. A hit here or there, scattered, of course. Few guys left on base, but nobody really coming through with that big hit that you need in a winner-take-all game. And so we're still scoreless through the sixth. Get into the seventh, and I felt like it was deja vu for the Brewers. Now, they were able to chase the starter. Quintana was no longer in the game, so there's a break for the Brewers' bats. But leading off the bottom of the seventh, it felt like another one of those moments for Milwaukee that's better late than never.
3-2 coming. Fly ball, right field, out of here! Jake Bowers, a pinch hit solo homer, 1-0 Brewers. Pitch, fly ball, deep right, back, two, back!
That is a masterful call by Jeff Levering on Brewers Radio. And one reason I say that, not only because he's on top of the two home runs back-to-back leading off for Jake Bowers and Sal Frelick, but because he allows the crowd noise, the atmosphere, the din, the pandemonium that's playing out there. I mean, Milwaukee fans were losing their minds. It was amazing. The postseason baseball electricity is unlike any other. And so he just allows the listeners on the radio to hear what's happening inside American Family Field. And it was awesome. If that had been the end of the game, I know Mets fans wouldn't have been happy, but we would have had a couple of those postseason moments in a winner-take-all game. Now, the Mets had to go to Edwin Diaz, who, remember, had a bit of a challenging path in the final game for the Mets just to get into the playoffs. It was the first half of that doubleheader on Monday. But he gets the final two outs of the seventh. He pitches through the eighth. The Mets are still trailing 2-0 as they begin the top of the ninth. Devin Williams takes over. I think there was one out in there, but he walks Francisco Lindor. There might have been an out after that. And then he gives up a hit. Wasn't a real hard hit, but does give up a hit and put runners at the corners with one out to bring up Pete Alonso. And all I could think about was the pressure on Pete. And I know these athletes, they feel this pressure. In many cases, it's part of their mental toughness. They have to block it out, especially when you're an athlete in a huge market like New York. And all year long, you've been hearing talk about whether or not the team should pay you and whether or not you're going to be there. You're going to go somewhere else and blah, blah, blah. It's been nonstop for Pete Alonso. And again, he hadn't had a home run since September 19th. Oh, that's such a long drought. But for Pete Alonso, with the Mets in the postseason, yeah, that's what people had been focused on with Alonso, because you're supposed to be the polar bear. You're supposed to be the best bat on the team. And correct me if I'm wrong, producer Pete, but I'm pretty sure that there were people calling for Alonso to either get dropped in the order or to be pulled altogether.
Both.
But Carlos Mendoza, and people have criticized some of his moves, Carlos Mendoza decided he was going to leave him right where he was, and then he was going to have faith in Pete Alonso in that cleanup spot. So, yeah, Francisco Lindor, he walks. It was Brandon Nimmo that had the hit. So there are runners at the corners with one out.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Howie Rose with the epic call on Mets radio. And I dare say on Mets TV, Gary Cohen does an incredible job as well. I know all over the country, we've got just impeccable tandems, professional tandems that rise to the occasion when it comes to radio and TV in baseball. It's such a different animal than, say, basketball or football, and Howie Rose has been doing it for a long time, so he crushed it as usual. This home run comes on a 3-1 pitch for Pete Alonso with one out. Obviously clears the bases. They go in the blink of an eye because the ball got out quickly. It wasn't a high, deep shot. It was more of a rope that he laced into the right field seats. And it went quickly. And it was one that he knew was going out immediately. If you see his reaction, he knows he got exactly what he needed from that pitch. He knows that he beat Devin Williams on that pitch. And yeah, Devin Williams, I mean, he admits that maybe he could have done a little better in that ninth inning, but didn't actually think that he was throwing up softballs.
It could have been better, but it wasn't the worst pitch I've ever thrown. You know, I wanted to go away with it. I got it there. Good piece of hitting. I think I could have commanded it better, you know, put myself in some better counts. Some good swings by them as well. So, you know, you got to give credit where it's due.
Devin Williams, he'll be a footnote in Milwaukee sports history. But I do appreciate that he points out this was a tough count for him. You know what a 3-1 count is to a home run hitter, right? It's a green light. That is a hitter's count. Because the pitcher doesn't want to walk him, he would have walked the bases loaded. But also, you can't. So you have to be careful. You can't just throw something that's off the plate and hope that he chases or that the umpire just doesn't see it. Nah, you got to give him a legit pitch to hit. And he did, and Devin said it was a little away, but Pete just went out and snagged it. What about Pete himself on that moment? Howie Rose called it, what, the most important, the biggest, the loudest, most epic home run of his career.
I'm just really happy I was able to capitalize on something out over the plate. I mean, it's just been such a great ride all year, and I'm just happy I could come through for my team right there. It's a really special moment.
It's been hard for him, you know, the whole year. And people talk about, you know, wanting more from Pete. And when you look at his number, it's pretty good year, you know. Obviously, the standards and the expectations from here are, from him are like, he should hit 45, 50 homers every day. It's not easy, you know. He's still going to hit 30-some. He's still going to put almost at 800 OPS.
That's Carlos Mendoza, his manager, who, of course, has been supporting Pete and believing in Pete and did say he's one swing away. And man, that's how it changes, right? That's how quickly it can change for world-class hitters. And Pete Alonso definitely is one. And so for that home run alone, the man has earned himself some money and no doubt puts more pressure on the ownership of the Mets to make sure that he stays in Queens. Though the season is not done. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here is your division series schedule that begins on Saturday and then actually gets mixed up on Sunday and Monday. So it's all four series that will start on Saturday. Then you've got Sunday National League, Monday American League, and they kind of straddle and go back and forth with it, which I appreciate because I do not need four baseball games on Sunday. No, it's not about me, but it's a lot to keep track of when you've also got week five in the NFL. So the first series is intra-division, Detroit at Cleveland. So that one begins at 1:08 Eastern time. So 1:08 Detroit and Cleveland time. Tigers have some of the best pitching in the game. Cleveland, the Guardians, they've got the best bullpen in the game. So this should be a lot of fun. That's your first game. The next one is Mets and Phillies. Would you believe those two teams who face each other, what, 13 times a year, 15 times a year? These two teams have never met in the postseason. They are rivals. They are talking smack all over social right now. They take joy in each other's pain. The fans do, for sure. The Mets and Phillies have never met in the postseason. That's stunning to me. But it's about to happen. So that's a 4:08 Eastern time start. So yeah, your first four teams that we'll see on Sunday all come from the Eastern time zone. So 1:08, then 4:08 for the second game, another division matchup. The Royals at the Yankees Also Eastern time, that's 6:38. Start time in the Bronx, the Royals, it's 5:38 your time on Saturday. And that's followed by the two NL West rivals, the Padres and the Dodgers. They began at 5:38 West Coast time, 5:38 California time, 8:38 Eastern. And it's pretty impressive to see some of these teams. In the case of the Wild Card Series, you've got three of the road teams that end up moving on. Three teams who had to fight, scratch, claw all the way into the playoffs, right? They were pushed until the very end. They could not give an inch in the final month and weeks of the regular season. And that really is powerful. It carries these teams right now. They believe.
As you watch that game unfold, and we're going to the ninth inning, facing one of the best closers in the game, and I'm looking to my right, and I see Pete Alonso, I'm like, this could be it right here. You know, I said it yesterday. He's one swing away from making history. We need a couple of guys on, and there you go. Lindor gets on, and I was like, we just need one more guy to get on. Vientos strikes out, and then Nemo. And then you could see the whole time, the whole way. You could feel it.
Carlos Mendoza. He just knew. He knew this was the moment for Pete Alonso, and boy, did he come through. Straight ahead, we'll hear from the Brewers. Obviously, a very painful end on your own field for Pat Murphy, for Rhys Hoskins, for some of the others who had bigger dreams. And I know this is disappointing for the Brewers because they've won the NL Central. What is it? Well, they've made the playoffs out of the NL Central. I think it's six of the last 7 years. And yet haven't been able to win a series in October since 2018. So now you're talking about a bit of a drought that rivals, say, the Tigers or even the Yankees in terms of getting to the World Series. The Baltimore Orioles, who've lost 10 consecutive postseason games. Man, they start to add up. And it's hard to wait until this time next year. At A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well. We're glad to have you with us. Thanks so much for hanging out on a Thursday night. Happy almost Friday. You know me, I keep saying it until it becomes the truth. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Dexter Henry.
Infinity Sports Network, Sports Flash.
Thanks, Amy. This one's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. The Mets, they pulled off yet another incredible late-game rally as Pete Alonso's three-run home run in the ninth inning overcame a 2-0 deficit and defeated the Brewers 4-2 in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series in Milwaukee on Thursday. Now, before the homer, Alonso was having a night to forget in what was looming as potentially his final game as a Met. He was 0-3 and had also dropped a foul pop-up in the eighth inning. But with one out, runners at first and third in the ninth, Alonso hit a 3-1 pitch off Brewers closer Devin Williams over the right field wall for the home run. And despite his struggles, Mets manager Carlos Mendoza believed in his slugger.
He's Pete Alonso. He's a dangerous and a really good hitter. And even though when it was hard for him, I liked the at-bats. He was walking. He was still putting together some good at-bats, you know, getting behind 0-2 and then finding ways to keep fighting and 3-2, laying off some tough pitches and then, you know, he was fighting the whole time.
The Mets won the series 2-1 and now will play the Phillies in the NLDS starting on Saturday. Future Hall of Fame manager Terry Francona will come out of retirement to manage the Cincinnati Reds, agreeing to a deal with the team 1 year to the day after retiring. Francona previously managed in the big leagues for 23 years and last managed the team on the other side of the state of Ohio. That would be the Guardians. Thursday night football between the Bucks and the Falcons featured a wild fourth quarter that included a blocked field goal, a fumble, and an interception. At the end of the quarter, Younghoe Koo knocked home a field goal from 52 yards to force overtime. Now in OT, on the first possession, Kirk Cousins threw a 45-yard scoring pass to Kadero Hodge that gave the Atlanta Falcons a comeback victory over the division rivals, 36-30, a career high, 509 yards and four touchdowns for Cousins in the ballgame. And in the NBA, some injury news. Pelicans forward Trey Murphy III is likely to miss the start of the regular season due to a right hamstring strain. I'm Dexter Henry.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
This one.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Brewers version of the call with the Hall of Famer, the great Bob Uecker. And as you can imagine, it's a decidedly different spirit than Howie Rose. You know what struck me, though? And I know fans travel or there are tickets available really to anybody on a secondary market. But it struck me how many Mets fans that were there, or how many, maybe they weren't Mets fans, but they were rooting for the home run. Maybe just excited about the baseball. But you would think that in that stadium, especially when you've got three games in a row and you don't know if it's going to be a game three necessary, that it would be more of the home team. But man, there were a lot of people who were cheering and who went nutso at the Pete Alonso dinger in the top of the ninth inning. They were down to their final couple outs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Tough way for the season to end for Pat Murphy and his Brew Crew.
It felt like a tragedy. And I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did. And it was, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Just from where we were when the season started, and I guess the lack of expectations and what we were able to accomplish throughout the year, I don't think that's something that should be lost, really. Obviously, you start any season with the goal of being the last team to win a game, and anything that's short of that, I think, is always a disappointment.
That's Reese Hoskins. And no, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I really don't like that phrase, but it does convey the meaning. You don't want to throw out the good with the bad. And in this case, they had a 93-win season, and they ran away with the NL Central Division. And I know it did not go their way. That's sports, right? And to run into a hotter team in baseball, a team, as I say, that had to use every last game of the regular season, every last day of the regular season, just to get to this point because they put themselves in such a deep hole. They had this heightened sense of competition and urgency, and they had guys, they do have a great lineup, but guys who had to rise to the occasion for the last few months because otherwise they wouldn't be here. And I know momentum is fleeting in sports, and certainly in baseball. You have a really strong pitcher and you can shut down the best of the best hitters. But in a game like this, in a series like this where there's no margin for error, I mean, Devin Williams even said, it wasn't that bad of a pitch. Obviously, I could have thrown it better, but it's not like I completely missed it. And so Pete Alonso, who, again, is a world-class hitter, just got the best of the pitcher and the pitch. 855-212-4227. We could actually do two polls and ask you which of the division series you're looking forward to the most. That'd be kind of fun. What is your favorite division series? That's hard to say because right now it's just all on paper. Which division series are you looking forward to the most, or which is the can't miss division series for you? I feel like we can only do baseball and football dueling polls a couple times out of the year, but this is one of those times. And yes, we do have the week 5 NFL kickoff to talk about. Top of the hour, we're going to get to the Braves, the Bucks, and I looked down at Atlanta and was like, the Braves, the Bucks and the Falcons. And I would start it now, but we don't have enough time to get to everything that happened in this game on Thursday night in Atlanta before we get to the break. And I don't want to get interrupted right in the middle because that sounds kind of quirky. So maybe another baseball story really quickly that I'm psyched about. Terry Francona coming out of retirement and heading to Cincinnati. Watch out, Reds. Watch out, Cincinnati. This is going to be awesome. I'm a huge fan of Terry Francona for so many reasons, going back to my days covering the Red Sox. But because I believe in who he is, I believe in his character, and he changes things when he walks into a clubhouse. Now he's 65 years old. He's going to be working with a very young Reds roster. But he did the same thing with Cleveland. Going back to the 22 season, they were the youngest in baseball. But he guided the Guardians to the playoffs. And he was there for almost a decade. For a little more than a decade. He did the same thing with the Red Sox. Helping them end their 86-year drought. He is a championship caliber manager. But in addition, what you hear about Terry is that he's all about his players. He'll go to bat for them. He'll run interference for them. He puts them in the best positions to succeed. I think this is going to be terrific for Cincinnati. And he did say he wanted to go home and get healthy when he left the Guardians a year ago. It's actually a year ago, October 3rd, 2023. He left the Guardians and he said he had to get healthy. He did say, quote, "I don't foresee managing again." But here's the thing about Terry, Tito, he's a lifer. Tito and baseball, they belong together like peanut butter and jelly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Another big story in sports, and again, we'll get to football after the top, is Karl Anthony Towns, now a member of the New York Knicks. He actually introduced himself to Jalen Brunson as Carl.
Shocked.
I think it gives us a little bit of a head start. You know, I know the offense that he runs. I know the way he likes to play defense, and I know how what he expects from his players. So I just think it gives us a little bit of a head start.
Sorry, didn't set that up well. I wasn't expecting that. But he was talking about Tom Thibodeau and the fact that they have a history going back to the Minnesota Timberwolves. But he did say that he was shocked to find out that he got traded to the Knicks.
Shocked. More of the word flabbergasted would be more correct, but just shocked.
So Karl Anthony Towns, sorry, I'm not sure what happened there. What did happen there?
That was Karl Anthony Towns talking about his reaction to the trade.
Right, so then the second cut, did that go over the air or no?
That was the second cut was about Tom Thibodeau, which we just discussed.
So it went over the air or did it? Because I don't want to talk about it if people didn't hear it.
Over the air.
All right, so the host will take responsibility for sucking, because I'm sure it's my fault. The Karl Anthony Towns trade is a big deal, though, for the Knicks, who've been waiting for another all-star to pair with Jalen Brunson, and this gives them the inside presence, but also he can pop out, and he can shoot from the outside as well. And he's a terrific rebounder, a great athlete. He's a game changer. And so Thibodeau thrilled to have him, no doubt. But you hear him say he was shocked. This was the last thing on earth that he was expecting, to be traded from the Wolves to the Knicks just before the start of training camp. All right, football next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.